Thanks for listening to the Bernard Bergen Podcast. Leave a comment with two things you learned and one challenge to the information. Like and share this episode, and feel free to recommend topics we should cover on the podcast.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Bernard Bergen Podcast. If you are somewhere in North America, you are definitely impacted by what has been termed a pandemic. And in this episode of the podcast, we want to make sure that you are pressing towards what you should be working towards and ignoring the distractions. And I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm hoping to talk you into accomplishing more because things have changed. All right, let's get started. Thank you to all those who like, review, and share the podcast. Thank you for those who send comments and messages. I do get those. I do listen to them. Thank you for taking the time out to do that. It really helps grow the content because your questions help me to understand what the needs are. But more importantly, your encouragement and your well wishes are always welcomed. All right, as we dive into things, I want to give you a verse that I've been pondering, but it's so important, especially right now. It's from Proverbs, and it's chapter 17, verse 17. It says, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is made for adversity." Why is that important right now? Many of us are facing adversity. Many of us right now need to be reminded that we have friends, people who love us through everything, through every up, every down, every moment of doubt, every moment of despair, but those who will stick with us and walk us through just because they love us. What I love about the part about brothers, a brother is made for adversity. Again, if you only have fair weather friends or people you call bros or brothers, and they don't see you through your tough moments, according to my book of faith, it says a brother is made for adversity. So let's think about that. Let's ponder that today. And let's ask ourselves, as a previous episode challenged us to ask, who's in our corner? And is that person really built for the adversity that we face? I'm going to go with a familiar quote, because I think it will help us with the mindset that is necessary to consistently move ahead. So here is the quote. And I have no clue who originally coined it, so I'm going to say anonymous, because there's been so many would-be authors of this quote. But the quote is simple. It says, "Don't let the way you feel impact the way you flow." Don't let the way you feel impact the way you flow. Why is that important? Many of us are feeling frightened, scared, fearful, and that might cause you to shrink, to contract. And I'm going to tell you that no more than right now has there been an opportunity to expand. Think about it. If you are a film student, what do you now have the time to create, to film, scripts to write, scripts to read? Maybe there's movies you've always wanted to watch to take notes on style. Do that. Moms and dads, you are probably at home with your babies. What projects can you work on together that you've put off? Have they been asking you to do a certain project? Think about these things. Now, if you're a business owner, depending on what industry you're in, you should be asking yourself some very focused and specific questions to see if there's opportunities for expansion in your field, in your career of choice. And we're going to talk about a bit of that today. Now I'm going to roll out some new content, but before that, I want to let you guys know that 10 a.m. EST this Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, there is an opportunity to join me and someone who has been in my life as a coach, as a mentor, as a friend for over 3 years. Coach Kendall Ficklin, founder of Grindation, founder of G-Mana Group that I serve under to encourage men not only to find their voice, but to continue to lead and love. I think sometimes we master the loving those we're around, but we don't master leading them. So this Saturday, and again, that's 10 a.m. EST, there's an amazing opportunity to join us live for what is called a meeting of men, so we can gather, we can exchange ideas, and more importantly, we can lend our voice and ask questions on how to love during this time of crisis and lead during this time of crisis. Now, I want to highlight the four E's to consider during a major economic crisis. The four E's to consider during a major economic crisis. And those E's are expand, exchange, equip, and engage. Expand, exchange, equip, and engage. And I know that for many of us, there's some fear there, but I'm going to give you what I've been standing on, something that my book of faith talks about. It says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind." So if you're fearful and your mind is wandering, your anxiety is high, know that God has not given you a spirit of fear. He's given you a spirit of power. He's given you a spirit of love. And he's given you a sound mind. So walk throughout your day with that knowledge, knowing that you have grace to finish what you started. Now, if you don't believe, like I believe, that's fine. That is your choice. But I have found such a peace in my faith, especially in times of crisis. And that's why I can walk boldly looking for areas of expansion. Now, let's get back to the four E's. Those four E's again are expand, exchange, equip, and engage. The four E's to consider during a major economic crisis. So as a business owner, I own a business that is in a category that this economic crisis threatens. I do coaching, I do consulting, I fly and do conferences. Well, flying, off the table. I can still coach. I can coach from home, I can use different programs, Skype, Zoom, FaceTime, whatever is going to work for my client and myself to have those conversations. But a lot of my media work, if it's not online, it's shut down. A lot of the in-person stuff is shut down. So how can I expand during this time? So I've been idea storming. I've been talking to different people, talking to different business leaders, reading. And what I found was, wow, streaming. Everyone has to be online right now. So the opportunity to stream, to live stream, I even mentioned the meeting of men on Saturday at 10 a.m. EST. That's an opportunity to expand. That's expansion in real time. If you check my social media, I haven't been on social media. So my expansion, this is one of the first opportunities for those who engage with me more privately in my coaching practice, behind the paywall of the different groups that I'm a part of, to publicly engage with me. And for me, in this moment of economic crisis, that's a moment of expansion. So what does expansion look like for you? What are the things that you can take advantage of in this economic climate that you couldn't? I challenge you to take some time and get to 10 different things that you can do. When I did this exercise, I got to 10 very easily. And for many of you, that's write your next book. for many of you, that's your next blog post. So get to work. Let's see what we can do to expand. Now, when I say exchange, which is the next E, I'm talking about what can you fix? What habits are there that maybe they serve during favorable economic times, but you need to exchange them for habits that help you survive tougher economic times? Think about it. If you have been attending every conference, going to every major training, maybe it's time for you to exchange that habit and reinvest that money into more online training, because you probably are not allowed to travel as freely as you used to. Or maybe it's time for you to exchange some of that money and invest in creating a training to help people during this economic crisis. There are things you can fix. There are places in your business, places in your family that maybe things are not as tight as they should be. They're not working as smoothly as they should be. Fix those areas. Exchange what was for what needs to be so you could prepare for what's coming. Exchange what was for what needs to be so you can prepare for what's coming. All right, the next E to be aware of during an economic crisis is equipping yourself. That means, what can you improve on? What can you improve on? For me, I'm going through all my processes and I'm improving on it. Even with the podcast, I prefer a script. And what I found was people want more of a conversation. That's the feedback I get, and that's what I'm going to. It wasn't easy for me, but it's something that I am willing to, again, move through my ease, get to my equipping, and improve. Where can you improve in your life? What can you work on right now to make some improvements? Again, it might be working, but is it optimized to bring the biggest reward and the highest return? It might be working, but is it optimized to bring the biggest reward and the highest return? Now, the last E is to engage. A lot of times in crisis, we kind of go into our cave, we hide, we shrink. And I want you to be cognizant of the ability to engage. Saying hi to someone when you're at the grocery store. I know we're supposed to be practicing social distancing, but you can still pick up the phone and engage. You have to ask yourself, under the E of engage, who are you serving? Because if you're only serving yourself, if you're only worried about yourself, your own habits, then think about all the people that you're failing. I need you to go beyond your restrictions and go beyond your the barriers and borders you've put in place to protect yourself during this economic time, and truly ask yourself, can you serve? It could be one person you call on a daily basis. It could be picking up groceries for your next door neighbor because you're making a store run. What can you do to serve? If you're a person of faith who gives tithes and offerings, can you continue to give that tithe and offering even though things are a little tighter and perhaps your place of worship is closed down? How can you serve? So I'm challenging you to push beyond your barriers and look for the breakthrough, not just for yourself, but for others. The four E's to consider during a major economic crisis: expand, exchange, equip, and engage. I can guarantee you, if you focus on expanding, you focus on exchanging what's not going to work in this current climate for what will work, if you focus on equipping, improving yourself, getting better at the things that you do well, and truly engaging, serving others, you will come out of this better for having weathered the storm of crisis. It's something that we're all facing together, and I can feel the fear. I can feel the fear. I've had plenty of conversations that show me there's some fear there. But here's the truth. You've been through hard things before, and you will make it through this as well. As always, if you need me, I'm here for you. Reach out, send me a message, send me a DM. Let's get through this together. And for the most part, let's make sure we're better for having faced a crisis.
You are tuned into the Bernard Bergen Podcast.